So the polymers then are produced on huge scales. You remember down in South Australia at the moment, they've banned plastic shopping bags. The reason is that the scale of this stuff that's now floating around on the planet is absolutely awesome. The stability of most of these polymers is substantial. Okay, so you've built, in the case of polyethylene then, a hydrocarbon molecule, which we know is very stable to chemical attack. That's its characteristic. So these things don't biodegrade readily at all. In the case of some of these other ones here, it can be quite a useful feature that they're so stable. So in the case of polytetrafluoroethylene, PTFE, which is also called Teflon. So if you have a look on your little thing of Teflon plumbing tape, you'll often say PTFE. That's indicating that this is an addition polymer. And it's an addition polymer then taking the tetrafluoro version of ethene and polymerising it together. Now, a plastic is a term which is applied to a material that can be formed into different shapes by applying heat and pressure. This is now some terminology. A thermoplastic is a plastic which can be reshaped. Okay, so high-density polyethylene then can be recycled. And your yellow recycling bins, if you look carefully, there's some indications of the sorts of plastics that can go into the bin. Because condensation polymers and addition polymers, they don't necessarily get on well when you're trying to make a recycled plastic. And so in this case here, high-density polyethylene is one of the ones that is appropriate for recycling because it's a thermoplastic which can be reshaped. A thermosetting plastic is one which can be fixed into a shape by chemical reaction. So rubber is an example. We're going to look at how rubber works in a moment. You carry out a reaction with sulfur that then locks together flexible chains into a semi-rigid shape. Kevlar is another example of one of these polyamide polymers. So you can see here's a C double bond O, NH, but this has now got an aromatic system in here. So Kevlar then is made of carbon and nitrogen and oxygen. These are lightweight atoms compared to iron. So if you make a rope out of Kevlar, carefully orienting the hydrogen bonding network in it, then it's 20 times stronger than steel rope. Okay, of the same dimension and a fraction of the weight. So that's why all the people doing sailing and stuff like that like things like Kevlar, because these materials have enhanced sort of structural properties at a fraction of the weight.